Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
It's all about you, Lord! Hey, all about you, Jesus! Thank you, God! Oh, we love you, Lord! Oh, we magnify you! Hallelujah, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, God! Oh, worthy is the King! Worthy are you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name this day, oh God. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Jesus, be high and lifted up this day, God. Oh, we want to give you praise. Lord, we want to bless you, Lord, with our innermost being, oh God. We want to bless your name, God. We want to bless your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Let's give God praise and glory for the worship team. Come on. They'll be back up one more time before we close out, and they're going to hopefully play one of my favorite songs. And you probably will all figure it out when they play it. Amen? So you may be seated. Thank you so much. God bless you. Listen, you know how we roll. We normally go two and a half hours. We can't today. I have to be on time because guess what? Our neighbor next door, Sweetwater Community Church, they're going to eat with us too. And this is a big fellowship hall, I'm telling you. You could easily put about 350 in there. It's a huge fellowship hall, and we are mighty thankful. What God has done. Listen, this place came looking for us. I hope you know that. Right, sister? I mean, when COVID hit in March, everyone had to go home, huh? Didn't we all go home? Or were some of you still in church? Yeah, we all had to go home, didn't we? And so we took the church home. And there was a faithful few that continued to press. And that's one of the things that I truly believe what God did for us here today is we continue to honor him. We didn't allow COVID. And you got to remember, COVID-19 is just the name. The Bible says the name of Jesus is above all names. Can I get an amen? And so I'm just mighty thankful. Now, I've got to give a little tiny sermon, but just not yet. And my brother back there is going to tell me, you got 10 minutes. So when he starts doing this, I go, brother, do you want to give you a high five? What is it? I'm never told that you got to wind it down. But we got to be obedient today because the caterer is going to start serving at 12 noon. And the people, they're out early. So they're going to be fellowshipping in their church for a good 30 minutes and wait for us. So we want to be obedient to them, amen? We want to be a good witness, praise God. And we're here because God did a miracle. That's all there is to it. And so before I get into this message, I have to give out many thanks. So I'll make it as quickly as possible. I'm going to scan on this side first and just pick out. Number one, this brother standing right here with his papa. Brother Eric Agwan, can I get amen? Listen, 15 years ago, before we got launched out and before I got ordained, we had a home fellowship. We were one of 12 home fellowships from Mission Valley Christian Fellowship. And I met most of you there at Mission Valley Christian Fellowship. And we had Bible studies. We were the South Bay home fellowship. And I remember Pastor Leo said, hey, you guys are not having a home fellowship there. You guys are having church. Brother Eric brought 5 souls one night, and they all got baptized in Jesus' name. Right, Brother Eric? If you were to go back in the time that we were posting up all the photos on our website, and a lot of them never got transferred over from the original site, but Brother Eric, Sister Jen, where are you at? There you are. Where's Brooke? Oh, there she is. And Brittany, where are you at? Oh, there you are. They were just little babies. They would fall asleep on the couch. That's right. But they would get up when the Holy Ghost fell. When the Holy Ghost fell, they would get up and they would start moving, let me tell you. And because Eric is a soul winner, he brought many to the home fellowship. And another wonderful family, I want to give a shout out of praise, because you were the original ones to help form Amazing Grace, and Jennifer Academia. Is Brother Paul here? Oh, he couldn't make it. Okay, how about Kalani? Oh, she's in Frisco. And how about Kapuli? Oh, okay, all right, amen. Well, we want to thank and praise God. God has used you in mighty ways, and be ready for a word to bring forth up here, amen? Because God's called you to bring forth that word. You have in the past, so don't be, what, me? Yeah, God's called you. And so be ready, amen? Wonderful saints of God that came and they sowed into our ministry. Listen, from the home fellowship, we went to our first church at the Regal Cinema Theater on 8th Street. How many remember that? Now, I don't know if Marcelino Rosales is here. Is Brother Marcelino here? Okay. Marcelino and four other brothers on a Friday night home fellowship got baptized that night. And one of them is here once again, and that's Brother Steve Eustace, a.k.a. the Home Buckets. Listen, I'm not gonna dive in deep with him, but let me just say this. When he came out of the water, the Holy Ghost fell on this brother. That's right. And everything that he was dealing with, God took it away in a moment of time. Just instantly. God delivered him. That's right. I remember one time I was sharing your testimony. You go, don't say none of that. So I don't want to get rebuked again. Can I? All right. Real quickly. Okay, he said I could share it. Oh, yeah, okay. Pastor Leo, at the height of their ministry, had 3,000 people in their church. Yolanda and I, we were responsible for all five services. We put together a prayer team. And I remember Pastor Leo wanted the Holy Ghost to move in the church. I said, well, you know what? You got to talk about the Holy Ghost. You got to build people's faith to believe that God is real. And God will deliver souls if you believe. But you got to believe. It's not just ink on pages. God is a real. How many believe God's a real God? And so it was 7:45. There was a 7:45, a 9:30, 11 o'clock, then a 6 o'clock in the evening, and then we come back Wednesday evening at 7. So there was five services that Yolanda and I, we were responsible for as far as the prayer ministry. And so 7:45 came, Pastor Leo brought his first message, and he stayed in the book of Acts for like almost 2 years. And that first, man, I'm telling you, the word came, and Brother Steve came to the altar. I prayed for him, and I knew that God was going to do something for this brother, because he was there with his other brother that went on to be with the Lord already. And they were there at 7:45. So they came to the Bible study on a Friday night. He was one of five. And when he came out of the water, the Holy Ghost fell on him, and immediately he was delivered from crystal meth. He didn't go through 1 second of withdrawal. The Holy Ghost fell on him. My goodness. Man, the power of God fell on him. And ever since then, this is what, 15, 16 years ago now? He's been a little puppy dog on Jesus' lap. Oh my gosh. But see, God does miracles in the midst of his people. Listen, I also want to give a shout out to Alex and Louisa that are sitting right back there. Listen, it was such an honor and it was such a blessing that I could come alongside you on Saturdays to set up the worship team. You guys were there consistently. You guys blessed Amazing Grace with your faithfulness. And I just got to give you a shout out that you guys were so, just such a beautiful couple in our church. And I know God has moved you on, but guess what? We're always going to remember and love what you did for Amazing Grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, when Pastor Matt Cage, he was our worship leader at the temple there for almost 6.5 years. We cried when he had to relocate to Idaho. And he goes, Fee, you have to put my house on the market. We got to go. So I did, and I was praying, no buyers, no buyers. No buyers. He asked me to list it, so I was saying, God, no, no, please. And so when he relocated, listen, he was the fourth man down on the totem pole at Nordstrom's. He ran all the bistros in four states. He would always fly to Texas, to Oregon, taking care of all the, and so this guy had influence. I remember he invited Yolanda and I to the Nordstrom's there in, I believe it was Hortons Plaza. And everyone would say, hello, Mr. Cage. How you doing, Mr. Cage? And, you know, but he humbled himself, him and his wife, and they came down all the way from Claremont to be our worship leader at the little church on the corner. And let me just say this. I wish he was here today. Because he was faithful in the small, he is now the worship leader of 5,000 strong in Idaho. There was never a complaint out of that brother. Him and his sister, his wife, oh my gosh, Sister Diana Cage, they were just wonderful people, and they loved us, and we loved them. And we thank and praise God for them. I want to make sure, oh yes, the voice of Amazing Grace for at least 5 years, and they're sitting right back there, Albert and Channy Mendeville. Every time she showed up, no, not to take anything from you, brother, but every time Channy showed up, I go, oh, we're going to get blessed this morning. Thank you so much for your servanthood. Thank you for just sowing in our ministry for a good 5.5 years. And we're always going to remember how faithful you two were. And God, by God's grace, he's given us another season. Huh? He's given us another season. I want to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Let me see who that I have to catch. And all the ones that are currently attending right now and serving, my heart is filled with gratitude and praise and thankfulness because God's doing another work. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen, real quickly, how we got this place, it came looking for us. I want to give a shout out, praise to Joel Wilcox. He's right here. Joel, just wave. Remember when the market crashed in 2008? Everybody was losing their homes, and we met because we met each other through a process that we would hold on to our homes, and by the grace of God, he's kept his beautiful home in Benita, and we've kept our home in Chula Vista by God's grace. Lord. And that's how we met each other. We've known each other since 08, and he's been such a wonderful blessing to our ministry. And so about almost a month now, I e-blasted many friends and family. It was a video and a doctor. It was a doctor that had the silver bullet for COVID, and it's called budesonide. And so I sent it to everyone, and Brother Joe emailed me back, thank you so much. This information is valuable. I'll send it to all my corporate heads where he worked. And then he said, by the way, in his email, he said, by the way, are you still at the Jewish synagogue? And I hit him back. I go, no, ever since March, when we all were sent to go home, they went a different direction, and we came home. And I just got a text from the rabbi. I invited rabbi to be here, but an emergency thing popped up, because rabbi told me that for those who attended there at the synagogue, the rabbi is so thankful we were there, because he said we were the light on the corner. The light on the corner, and we made an impact in his life. Yes. We made an impact. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I hit back Brother Joe. I said, you know, Brother Joe, we're home now, and we're happy. We brought the church home, and so we were thankful. We kept serving. He says, are you looking for a building? I said, well, if it presented itself, yeah, we'll take a look at it. So, okay. So he goes, meet me at this address. So he set up an appointment to come meet the pastor next door. Beautiful sister, wonderful people. And as soon as Yolanda and I, we came in here, Yolanda fell in love with the place. Wait till you see the fellowship hall. It's like, what? And so, okay, so we prayed. We prayed. And we discussed, and we were truthful to them to the T. We told them exactly what we were paying. And we didn't try to say, well, we're paying this much, and you know, and beat them much lower. No, we said, this is what we were paying over there. And they go, okay, come back. We'll take it to the board. So they drew everything up. You have to give God glory when God does a miracle. Can I get amen? I can't keep it silent. I mean, God is saying, tell the people what I did for Amazing Grace. Can I get amen? So we go back a week later to look at the lease, and the pastor goes, listen, I got some really good news for you guys. I said, okay, you guys are going to put AC in here, right? Because this place had no AC. Do you love the AC? Is it nice in here? We were going to come in here unless we had some AC. So the pastor said, I have great news for you. I go, okay. And this is what she said. She said, someone was here and they pleaded with me not to tell you guys who this person was. They wanted to keep it anonymous. But they wrote a check for $25,000, and they want you here for at least the first year, and they're taking care of the whole year here. What? Yolanda started weeping in her seat. I almost fell off. I said, and the look, the pastor, she goes, I know, I'm shocked too. They got a year advance. And some. And then we prayed, okay, Lord, thank you for that. Oh my gosh, it was mind-blowing. You know, when God does something like that, it's yes and amen, Lord. This is you and you alone, God. We didn't have to go to the congregation. Hey, you know what? There's a project. You know, can you give? You know, you didn't give enough. And no, in 15 years, I have not ever come to the congregation and said, the tithes are dropping. Hey, you know what? You need to step up. The moment I start doing that, please, Don't come back. Because I will never do that. I've learned from Pastor Leo, you trust God. If it's his will, it becomes his bill. If it's God's provision, it's his vision. And he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. He goes, I seen your labor. I seen you serve me. I seen you serve me when you were on the mountaintop and then when you were in the valley. I seen the saints come that your heart was there for me. And so he poured out upon us. We're here because of his grace. Hallelujah. He's the God of all provision. He's the God of all grace. He's the God of all mercy. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I can just keep shouting because this AC unit was a good 18 grand. And it came. And did I come to you at all? Hey, we need to donate for this. Uh-uh. God took care of it and put it in. And here's the cherry on the top. Is the caterer right here that's going to wait for us, and I better hurry up. Somebody took care of that too. My goodness. Listen, when he's in it, hallelujah, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Jesus. Listen, I truly got to be obedient. So I got about 20 minutes to just shotgun this message, okay? So you know me, I'm a long-winded preacher. Come on, they know that. You know, the ones sitting in the back, when they're doing this, I've been there a little too long. But as I, you know, as I prepared just a short message for us, because I'm hungry too. I'm only being truthful. How many believe that we need to press to the end? We need to press to the end. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, help us understand the time that we live in. Let us know, God, that it's not time to throw in the towel, but this is the time to persevere. This is the time to keep pressing ahead. Jesus is about to return. And we want to give God all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So I've entitled this mini message, Pressing to the End. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I have the Word of God on the screen. Praise God. And by the way, you see these nice little screens? That came too. We don't have that old-fashioned projector. Remember that you had to put the screen and you got, let me adjust it here. I'm telling you, it's one of these on the cheek from the Lord. Are you there? Do you not know that those who run in a race run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may what? Obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Can I get an amen? Amen. Verse 26, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. Can I get an amen? Amen. We're actually in a fight for our life because the devil wants to take us out. He tried with COVID, but he couldn't touch us. Can I get an amen? Amen. And you know what? I know I look this way. I forgot. Brother Rye, thank you. When we were going from one worship pastor to another, they must have came in and filled in at least 12 times. Thank you. Thank you. And his church is going to deeply miss them. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to deeply miss you guys. They're about 2.5-3 weeks away, and they're relocating to Arkansas. Wow. With my son, Anthony. Praise God. Praise God. Save me a place. You never know what's going to happen over here. I'm just joking. You guys have a beautiful time over there. I can't wait. And I believe you guys are getting blessed out in 2 weeks. I'm going to do my best. I want to be there. So we'll see. God bless you. Therefore, I run. Look at this. Therefore, I run with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should what? Become disqualified. So, my friends, right up here on the screen, let's look at this. How is life like a race? And so, life has a challenging course with many ups and downs. Life has a judge who decides where we place an end. Look at this. Life has a finish line. Our eternal destiny is either death or life. Life ends with the winners receiving their rewards. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen. Look what Hebrews says. The book of Hebrews says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so what? Easily ensnares us, and let us what? Run. Run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking, say that with me. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I found this story that hopefully will interest you, and we'll read this little story and see if it will somehow correlate with our life in Christ. Okay, let's look at the screen here. At 7 p.m. on October 20th, 1968, a few thousand spectators remained in the Mexico City Olympic Stadium. It was cool and dark. The last of the marathon runners, each exhausted, were being carried off to the first aid stations. More than an hour earlier, Mamo Woldi of Ethiopia, looking as fresh as when he started the race, he crossed the finish line, the winner of the 26-mile, 385-yard event. As the remaining spectators prepared to leave, those sitting near the marathon gate suddenly heard the sound of sirens and police whistles. All eyes were turned to the gate. A lone figure wearing the colors of T26. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air. Now, look at this. His name was John Stephen Akawi. He was the last man to finish the marathon. His leg bloodied and bandaged, severely injured in a fall. He grimaced with each step. He hobbled around the 400-meter track. The spectators rose and applauded him as if he were the winner. After crossing the finish line, Akawi slowly walked off the field without turning to the cheering crowd. In view of his injury and having no chance of winning a medal, someone asked him why he had not quit. He replied, "My country did not send me 7,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 7,000 miles to finish the race." My friends, our Christianity, we are in a race. Can I get an amen? Amen. And it's not so much I getting there before you or you getting there before me, is that we all cross the finish line. Can I get amen? Amen. Paul wrote to, how many believe that God is faithful? How many believe God is faithful? I shared with you testimonies that God is faithful and his mercy endureth forever. Paul wrote to 2 Timothy, look at this. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are the elect. Come on. God has elected us before the foundation of the world. Can I get amen? Amen. We've been chosen, elected by God. Praise God. And our names are written in the book of life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so look at this. For the elect's sake, that they also may what? Obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall what? Also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also what? Deny us. If we are faithless, he remains what? Faithful. And he cannot deny himself. Praise God. God is the one that's faithful. Listen, there are going to be times when we will become faithless, but God is faithful. Can I get amen? There are going to be times where we want to throw in the towel, we want to give up. But God is saying, listen, I got your back, I got your coming, and I got your going. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I've encamped angels around you. Praise God. Look at this. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord. What? Not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved. Say that with me. Approved to God. One more time, approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. So, my friends, our hope is in Christ alone.
Hallelujah.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Our hope is in Christ alone. Now, look at this right up here for a moment. One of the Old Testament words for hope is tikvah, which literally means a cord. It becomes from kava, which means to bind together by twisting like a braid of rope, okay? So, hope connects us to the throne of God. It connects us to the throne of God. Listen, I saw some worshipers here just now, and they were in the throne room.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God was glorified. He was magnified. Look at this. Hope is being connected to the Most High God. Hope brings us renewed strength in the race of life. We're in this race. And how many times you needed a touch from the Holy Ghost? Come on. Come on. When the flesh wants to give up, when the flesh says, man, I can't go another inch, here comes God to be the lifter of your head. He will strengthen you. He will renew you. Because we serve a mighty God. Look at this. Hope brings us renewed strength in the race of life. And we need to what? Finish the race. How many believe we need to finish the race?
Yes.
I'm about ready to see this. Listen, we need to finish the race. Can I get amen? Look what Paul wrote in Philippians. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected. But say this with me. But I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And then he goes on to write, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Behind, and reaching forward to those things which are what? Ahead. Say that with me. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. And so I want to encourage you this morning and run to win, run with hope, run to finish the race. Can I get an amen? And so how many believe that Jesus is about to come? Okay, there ain't no preterists in here, are there? They believe Revelation's already come and gone. No, Jesus is coming, isn't he? We see the signs. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, in the last days, that there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be plagues and famines. He said there'll be earthquakes in diverse places, and everything is now converging. We're seeing these things take place. But God said that we should not have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Let the enemy do what he's going to do, but God is with us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God is with us. Now, I want you to catch this. I got a little depiction, and I'm in perfect timing, brother. 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes. Listen, I've got a little video clip I want you to see. Because how many believe we are the bride of Christ? And Jesus is coming for his what? Bride. And he is the bridegroom, right? And so, and we're going to meet him where? We're going to meet him where? In the air, in the clouds. Can I get an amen? That's right. Listen, he's not going to touch down until his second coming. When he comes for the final battle. But he's going to take us out. Why? Because he's going to hide us in his pavilion. That's right. The Bible says that the saints of God, the church, is not appointed unto wrath, but appointed unto salvation. And God is going to remember each and every one of us, and we're going to meet him in the air. And then we're going to celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so the Galileans, they understood it. It's through the Gospels. Jesus told his apostles that I go away and prepare a place for you. And where I go, that's where you will be. In other words, he's not coming here on this earth. We will be with him up there. Praise God. And he's going to come in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so, this is what Paul wrote. Paul wrote this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will what? Bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Verse 15, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain, what? Until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Meaning we have precious loved ones that already died in Christ, and they're waiting for the new body. They're waiting for the new change. Can I get amen? Amen. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will what? Rise first. Then we, that's you and I, we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. No, it doesn't say that. It says comfort one another. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, here's a beautiful depiction. Look at this. That's the Father on the right. And the sun is blowing the shofar.
The wait is over, and the groom is finally on his way to be united with his bride. As they move through the town streets, trumpets blare loudly to not only wake the bride, but also the guests that were invited to the wedding feast. Only those that were prepared could quickly rise and join the concession.
Bridegroom and his groomsmen now exit the house. They go out of the compound, begin to serpentine through the streets of the village until finally they come near the bride's house. And as the bride comes into view, what a shockingly beautiful scene it must be. There in the middle of the night, you have a row of women with the bride in the middle, all the bridesmaids dressed in their white linen robes. And in the center, the bride dressed in her beautiful bridal gown.
After a year of preparing and waiting, they are finally together again. Reunited as one forever.
Parade led by the bridegroom now rush up towards the bride and her family and all the people that are standing there, the bridesmaids, and the two men with the litter set the litter down on the ground in front of the bride. And she very, very modestly steps out onto the litter and she lowers herself down.
The the bride did not simply follow her groom back to the Father's house, but she was lifted into the air. In fact, the ancient Galileans referred to this moment as flying the bride to the Father's house.
She's lifted up off the ground. She's escorted with him back to that place of preparation. It speaks, it shouts all about God's grace. It's not her effort. She was just to be ready because she loves him. She's borne aloft. She's taken away with him. It's all about the grace of God. It's about the grace of God from the beginning all the way through to now to the end.
My goodness. Did you notice she was lifted up? And so when Jesus comes for the church, we're going to be lifted up from this ground. Just no differently. It's in the Word of God. The Galileans understood this mystery. And now it's been revealed to us in these last days that Jesus is coming for his church. We are betrothed. And listen, earlier in that documentary, when he came to her and he gave her a cup of wine, the Bible says that was the cup of joy. When she drank it, she said amen. And when we said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we were betrothed. Can I get an amen? And he's coming back for his bride. But something has to take place. Listen, I could barely jump maybe 6 inches off this ground. I know Michael Jordan can do at least 6 feet, but guess what? He's defined to gravity like everyone here. So we have to be changed. Look at the Word of God. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be what? Changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. Hallelujah. For this corruptible, this body of flesh that we live in, it's corruptible. We must put on what? Incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." How many of you are ready? Have you prepared yourself to meet the King? Huh? Are you ready? If you're not ready, don't let this happen and then we'll close.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
My friends, are you ready? Are we ready? Hallelujah. Are we ready? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. We got a song that we want to sing. And listen, for the past 15 years, as I mentioned, Brother Eric, Evangelist Felipe Reyes, has been a huge part. And we've always preached, repent. Repent and be baptized. And by the grace of God, how many of you have been recipients of that jacuzzi in our backyard? Oh, look at all these hands going up. Oh, come on. That's right. Sister Vera, I remember you brought your whole entire family. There must have been about 60 of you to watch Mama and Papa. Listen. Her parents got baptized, and I believe they were in their early 90s, right? Come on, it's never too late. It's never too late. Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You remember when you got the Holy Ghost, my brother. I got the Holy Ghost a week after I got water baptized, and I've never been the same since. I was baptized under Bishop Raymond Trout, Bishop's father. And I remember, let me tell you, this brother can cut it up on the keyboard. But better yet, this man can bring the word. He don't need a screen. He don't need a teleprompter. He don't need none of that. He just starts preaching, and it's like there's got to be a teleprompter somewhere. It's all right up in here and in here. Well, it's in here first, and then it comes out, right? Amen. Listen, do we serve an amazing God? Amen. Are you guys ready to leave and have a hot dog? No, it's not a hot dog. Shame on me, it's not a hot dog. Brother, are we ready? Come on. The words are not on the screen, but you all know this song. Sister Leah, come on, take us, sister. Come on. This is amazing. Here we go. Let's stand. And listen. I want all the leaders to come up. All the leaders to come up. Of sin and darkness. The King of glory. The King above all kings. Bishop Trout to pray for one more season, another season of Amazing Grace, And for those of you, maybe your first time here, we hope that you enjoyed today, and we hope you enjoy the lunch, and you'll always have a home here for at least another year. Can I get an amen? Huh? By God's grace, we'll still be here 1 year. So praise God. Bishop. Is that on?
And it's seen by the things that God does for this church. It's sad to have a name of a church and you don't live up to the name. This church doesn't have grace. It has amazing grace.
Amen. Amen.
Everything God does for this church is just out of this world. So when God does what he does, he gets a people for the place, and then he provides a place for the people. So we have a place for the people. Now, are you the people for this place?
Come on. That's right. Come on. Come on, Bishop.
I know you're in the building right now, but I believe now God has a people set aside.
Yes.
For this house. This is Rehoboth. God has made room for us.
Yes.
And I'm believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders to be done in the little house on the prairie.
Come on. Yes, right. On the big valley.
On the big valley.
On the big valley.
On the hill.
On the hill.
I believe they're going to get a word to the police department and the fire department in Bonita that there's a fire over here.
That's right. Come on.
Call me when it happens. And when the trucks come in and they're looking for the fire, and it will have been the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. In this house, the glory will fall. Glory to God. God didn't make room for you and pay for that rent for no reason.
That's right.
God wants to show up and show out here.
That's right.
He just needed a place.
That's right.
So we're going to pray right now. Evangelist, why don't you come with me? We want to lay hands first on this pastor and his wife. Lord, you set aside this man for this hour. Lord God, in the midst of COVID, you have provided a place.
Yes, yes.
When people are losing places, you gave them a place.
Hey!
And it's to do supernatural things. You just needed a platform for amazing grace to operate in. So give him new wisdom and new knowledge, fresh anointing. May the people be as wood and the word as fire coming out of his mouth.
Yes.
Consume them with the fire.
Hey.
Give him insight he never had before in this house. Lord, Sister Solomon, use her in a mighty way to be an aid and a strength and a help me in this house. Empower the women of this ministry to do great works. This team that you have set aside, may they be those, my God, that stand alongside and hold up like Aaron and Hur did the arms of Moses when they were in battle. Give them the strength to hold up the arms of the man of God. As long as they were holding his arms up, Israel had the victory. My God, but when his arms got heavy, they begin to lose. I speak life over them, over this team, to have the strength to hold up the arms of the man of God. Hiya! My God, whatever they bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. My God, the finances have been made.
Yes, Lord.
My God, the way has been made. Blow up this church that the space won't be enough for them. Lord, have mercy that souls will come in here in droves. They'll hear in this area that this is the place. This is the city of refuge. This is the place of life and strength. We decree it and declare it as done in Jesus' name. Everyone shout, it is so.
It is a.
In Jesus' name.
Come on. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. Listen, praise God. I'm going to pray for the food right now. So you guys Listen, you just walk around this building, go down this little short path on the sidewalk, right into the fellowship hall, and man, it's all there waiting for us. Amen? Lord, thank you for being such a huge provider. Thank you, God. Lord, we ask that you would bless the meal we're about to receive, oh God. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would continue this sweet smelling aroma. Carry it into the fellowship, oh God. And Lord, that we would be all mindful to give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll see you in the fellowship hall.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.